All right, we apologize for technical difficulties, but we are on the air officially. Rough Riders Baseball is back, and we're in the top half of the first inning. Two runs in here in San Antonio. Zach Bigley with you, and happy to have you along. The Rough Riders with a couple RBI singles from David Garcia and Kellen Strom. And Dio Edias just reached on his fourth error in the last 2 days on a low throw by the second baseman, Connor Hollis. And actually, they do score it a hit, so infield hit for Dio Edias. And that means the Rough Riders are sending their eighth man up here in this inning. It's Trey Hare. The inning started J.P. Martinez single, Jonathan Ornelas single, Blaine Primm flyout, Dustin Harris struck out, and then David Garcia and Kellen Strom with back-to-back RBI singles before Dio Edias with his infield single, and the bases are now loaded with Trey Hare at the plate for the Rough Riders. Dwayne Matos is on the mound, the right-hander from the stretch, and the 21-year-old deals home. In there for a strike on the inside corner, and the count to no balls and one strike. The Rough Riders have David Garcia at third, Kellen Strom at second, and Dio Edias at first base. Again, apologies for the technical difficulties. We are happy to have you along. The pitch inside and low, and it's one ball and one strike. Trey Hare playing in just his second game with the Rough Riders, went 0 for 4 in his first. Here's the look-in. And the right-hander has his sign, come set, making his season debut. Matos from the belt, he pitches. Fouled straight back. One ball and two strikes. The Rough Riders winning last night 6-4 over San Antonio in the first game of this six-game series. Rough Riders now 3-1, San Antonio 2-2 on the season. Here's the set. And Matos delivers home. A line drive into left field for a base hit. Garcia scores from third. Strom hustling around third. The throw is offline up the first baseline, and Strom slides in safely. A two-run single for Trey Hare, and the line just keeps on moving for Frisco. They lead it 4-0 here in the first. RBI single with a couple runs batted in for Trey Hare. That brings Sandro Fabian into the plate. Fabian in from the right side. Here's the set. And with two runners aboard and two out, the pitch. Outside, one ball, no strike. So the Rough Riders send their ninth man in the inning up to the plate. And with that, action out in the bullpen for San Antonio. Gabriel Morales starts to get loose, the left-hander. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Slider on the outside corner at the knees for a strike, and the count is 1-1. Our three-man umpiring crew today, Ty Krause is behind home. Pete Talkington is down the first baseline, our first base umpire, and Trevor Danninger is behind the mound, our third base umpire. The pitch just misses off the outside corner. It's two balls and one strike. Rough Riders with a four spot here in the first inning. This was something that plagued the Missions on their opening day. They gave up 9 runs in the first inning to Corpus Christi, and a 16-run effort by the Hooks. Here's the set. 2-1. Fabian swings, drives it out to deep left field. Podorsky going back to the warning track, looking up. It's gone! Sandro Fabian with his first homer of the year, a 3-run shot, and the Rough Riders have put up 7 here in the first inning. What a blast off the light pole in left center field. Fabian, who hit 15 home runs with AA Richmond last year, knocks his first out of the ballpark, and the Rough Riders have officially batted around with authority. 7 runs in, still just 2 outs. Three-run home run for Sandro Fabian. And J.P. Martinez stands in now, who led off this ball game. Here's the look over his glove, the wind back by the right-hander in the pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Yesterday, the wind was really blowing in. Today, the wind blowing out just a little bit. And that may be carried on out of here pretty easily. Here's the right-hander's offering. And misses up high, and it's two balls and no strikes. In that game on Friday against Corpus Christi, San Antonio starter Osvaldo Hernandez gave up seven runs, only recording one out. Similar story here for Matos, who has two outs. The pitch. Martinez takes low off the outside corner. Three balls and no strikes. Frisco 7, San Antonio nothing. An explosion offensively for the Rough Riders on seven hits. The pitch. Fastball down the heart of the plate for a strike. It's 3-1. Martinez singled to begin the game on the first pitch of the ball game. His fifth hit now in 14 at-bats to start the season. Time called. And Martinez does a little groundskeeping with his feet in the batter's box. The ball got loose from the bullpen. Bullpens are on the field here in San Antonio at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. The Wolf, as they call it. Matos winds and deals in the 3-1. Fastball in there for a strike. Martinez thought it was ball four. Keeps the shoulder on the bat, stands back in. Jonathan Ornelas on deck. A sunny, warm day here in San Antonio. Right-hander with his sign, winds and deals in the payoff. Just outside, ball four. Rough Riders will send at least 11 to the plate here in this inning, and it's not going to be against Dwayne Matos, as he's going to be pulled before recording the third out of the inning. Seven runs in on seven hits for the Rough Riders, and just two-thirds of an inning for Dwayne Matos. He's still responsible for the man at first base, J.P. Martinez, and we'll see our first dip into the bullpen for San Antonio, Gabriel Morales, when we return here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug...
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
3-0. Hard hit ball into the left center field gap. It'll drop and roll to the wall. Grim Cruz.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who...
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're still in the first inning. Rough Riders have put up seven runs, prompting a pitching change for San Antonio already as Gabriel Morales comes out of the bullpen. Morales takes over for Matos, who just lasted two-thirds of an inning. Jonathan Ornelas stands in now from the right side. J.P. Martinez takes his lead from first. Seven runs in for the Rough Riders. The big hit, Sandro Fabian's three-run home run. Throw goes over to first base. Martinez is back in standing. Gabriel Morales looking to shut things down here in the first inning. A left-hander wearing number 21 on his back. A Venezuelan native. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses up high, and it's one ball and no strikes. 6'3", 175-pounder, a 23-year-old, making his second appearance on the season. A good first appearance against Corpus Christi. Two shutout innings. He struck out five. He did walk a couple, but didn't surrender a run. 1-0 toss. Fastball in there for a strike at the knees. Inside corner. And it's 1-1. Well, now they turn to Morales, hopefully to get them a couple of innings. The worst possible thing early on in a series is to have your starter only last two-thirds of an inning and have to expect that bullpen to carry the brunt of the load. 1-1, chopped to the ground, first base side. A jump from Rodriguez. First baseman comes down with it, takes it to the bag himself, and the side comes to a close in the first inning. But not before big damage is done by the Rough Riders. Seven runs on seven hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. Rough Riders, a big lead of 7-0 as we go to the bottom of the first on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome back to the Wolf. Rough Riders with a very comfortable lead of seven runs. A seven-run first inning for the Rough Riders. Capitalizing on a lot of first-pitch strikes from Matos. Rough Riders looking at their scouting report, being aggressive, and really paid off. Avery Weems makes his first start for the Rough Riders. A left-hander. His second appearance for Frisco. He faces Estuary Ruiz, the designated hitter, to start things off. Wind back in the first pitch. A swing and a miss and a first pitch breaking ball, and it's no balls and one strike. Well, there's no better gift for a starting pitcher than runs in the first inning, and how about seven of them for the Rough Riders? Weems making his second appearance. He had a very short bullpen appearance in the first series. The offering home. Fastball slips up high, and it's one ball and one strike. The lineup for San Antonio is as follows, with Ruiz up top, Connor Hollis behind him, and Brandon Dixon hitting third. The pitch, this is high and outside. Two balls, one strike. Middle third, Yorman Rodriguez, Jorge Onya, and Corey Howell. And the bottom third, Chris Gibbon, Robert Podorsky, and Chandler Siegel. Weems nods yes at the sign, peels back 2-1. Way high and outside, three balls and one strike. Weems with the red ball cap on today. The Rough Riders going with the double R cap, road grade jerseys, and pants as well. Here's the look in. And the former Arizona Wildcat back into his windup. He deals in the 3-1. Swing and a foul back into Garcia's glove. Three balls, two strikes. The Missions with their home white uniforms today. Navy ball caps on top with the Missions M logo. San Antonio across the chest, or Missions, I should say, across the chest in a gold. 3-2. Down low and inside, ball four. Very dangerous base runner as Jory Ruiz on base to start things off in the home half of the first inning. 7-0 Rough Riders. They lead it. If you're just joining us, we apologize for the technical difficulties. A recap of that top half of the first where the Rough Riders banged out 7 runs on 7 hits. RBI singles from David Garcia, Kellen Strom, Trey Hare with a 2-run single, and Sandro Fabian with a 3-run home run off the light pole in left center field. First pitch to Connor Hollis, the right-handed batter. Fisted foul in the air right side. Count to no balls and 1 strike. Second baseman today. Hollis, 0-for-3 day yesterday with a walk and a run scored. Weems dangles his arm off to his left side. Looks in for his sign. He's got it from Garcia, his catcher, who sets up low and in. And the 0-1 toss. Fouled at the plate. 0-2. Defense behind Weems looks like this today. Dustin Harris out in left field. Kellen Strom in center. And J.P. Martinez out in right field. Dio Anias plays third. Jonathan Ornelas is the shortstop. Trey Hare at second. Blaine Krim at first. And David Garcia does the catching for Weems. He divvies out the signs. Set by the lefty. And the 0-2 on the way to Hollis. Actually a throw over to first before that. Ruiz swiped a couple bags yesterday in the series opener. A 6-4 win for the Rough Riders. In come-from-behind fashion. 2 runs in the top half of the 8th inning. A run in the 9th for insurance. And the Riders another comeback victory. 0-2. High and outside. And it's 1-2. Rough Riders this season through 4 games have 2 wins when trailing after 7 innings. I hope that continues. Opening night. And then last night. Weems ready from the stretch. Glove at the belt. He shuttles in the 1-2. Inside nearly hit him as he jumped rope to get out of the way of it. And Ruiz down to second. Oh, it did hit him. So Hollis hit in the lower half. And he'll head down to first. A walk and a hit by pitch to start things off in the first inning. And here's Brandon Dixon. Rough Riders put up 7 runs in the top half of the first. Now Brandon Dixon comes up with 2 aboard. The Missions have not had a hit. Brandon Dixon, the former big leaguer, spent 2018 with the Cincinnati Reds and then played almost a full season with Detroit in 2019. Played part of the season in 2020 before spending 2021 in Japan, and he just signed a minor league deal with the Padres right before this season. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. In there for a strike on the inner edge, 0-1. Dixon, a 1-for-3 day yesterday with an RBI. He's on a sacrifice fly. Weems looks in for his sign. And the 24-year-old left-hander comes set. Looks back towards second, deals. Pitch misses down low and inside. 1-1. Weems in that relief appearance against Arkansas, just 2/3 of an inning, allowing a couple runs on a couple hits. Not indicative of the kind of pitcher he is, though. He's a big-time swing-and-miss strikeout pitcher. He looks in, gets his sign. And the right-hander from the stretch. 1-1 pitch on the way. Down low and inside. 2-1. And now Garcia is going to go out and chat with Weems. He's joined by Ornelas and Hare, the shortstop and second baseman out there. Weems not showing comfortability that we're used to seeing from the left-hander. Garcia back behind home. Seven-nothing Rough Riders. Bottom half of the first inning. Blue glove pinned against his chest. Weems has his sign and comes set. Dixon ready at the plate. Right-hander at the dish and a lefty on the mound. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball down low and inside. Two balls, two strikes. When we say that Weems is a strikeout pitcher, he led all of Ranger farmhands last year in strikeout percentage. 34.5%. A monstrous 124 strikeouts and 85 and a third innings. From the stretch, 2-2. Swinging a foul off of Garcia. Just caught a piece of it on a breaking ball. And it's two balls, two strikes. That season didn't necessarily extend to his ERA in terms of success. ERA around 5. But he did get a lot of swings and misses. He comes set. A long hold, the 2-2. Popped up foul out of play right side. Still two balls, two strikes. Not nearly the crowd we saw last night for opening night here in San Antonio. The Wolf packed in 5,823 last night. I'd say about half of that tonight, but still not a bad crowd for a Wednesday at all. Right-hander from, or left-hander, I should say, from the stretch. 2-2. Fastball, strike three called right on the outside corner on the black. Avery Weems with his first strikeout tonight. That's number 200 for his career. Congratulations for Avery Weems. 200th career strikeout. Norman Rodriguez stands in now. Right-handed batter, two aboard, one out. Bottom half of the first inning, 7-0 Rough Riders. Weems ready. And the southpaw, divvies in the first pitch. It's on the inside edge, a called strike, 0-1. Rough Riders playing straight up for the right-handed batter. If you're not familiar with this park, the Wolf, here in San Antonio, let's take you around it. This ballpark was built in 1994. Here's the set. And the 0-1. A hard ground ball back up the middle into center field for a base hit. Ruiz getting the wave around third. He comes in to score. And San Antonio's on the board. RBI single for Yorman Rodriguez. Connor Hollis up to second. Runners at first and second. One out. Rough Riders now lead 7-1. Jorge Onya, the batter. Former Amarillo Sod Poodle back in 2019. Onya saw some time in the big leagues in 2020 with the Padres. Weems, love a ground ball here to get out of the first. Left-hander wants a redo of the signs. Garcia gives him back to him. And time called. Well, the Wolf, as it's called here in San Antonio, can play pretty pitcher-friendly for the most part. Today, the wind blowing out a little bit. We've already seen a home run from Sandro Fabian. Left-hander set. And the pitch. A swing and a grounder foul. Third base side, 0-1. Down the left field line, it's 310 feet. Deep into the gaps. As the fence really jets out right away from that 310 down the line. 407 directly to center. 340 down the right field line. Brand new video board shaped like the Alamo in right center field. Or close to down the line. The pitch. Onya swings, drives it out to right field. Martinez going back to the warning track. Looking up. It's gone. Three-run opposite field homer, Jorge Onya. Missions clawing their way back into this one. It's now 7-4. Rough Riders leading. Jorge Onya with his first home run of the season. RBI total up to 4 after the 3-run jack. Corey Howell will bat now, but not before Rough Riders pitching coach Jeff Andrews emerges from the dugout, and he's going to go chat with Avery Weems. So a whole lot of offense between these two teams here in the first inning. Rough Riders with 7 runs on 7 hits in the top of the first. Missions have come back with 4 runs on 2 hits. Astori Ruiz led it off with a walk. Connor Hollis was hit by a pitch. Both have come in to score. Bases are now clean. Andrews back to the dugout. Corey Howell, who went 0-for-3 yesterday with a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Stands in from the right side. The home run went to the opposite field into a pretty much dead right center. Onya showing off the power. RUC, the ball is carrying a lot more today. First pitch to Howell. Takes a fastball, belt high, outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Last night it seemed like anything in the air was an out. And there were balls that were hit pretty darn hard that outfielders were coming in on. 0-1. Foul away right side. Weems is quickly ahead. No balls, 2 strikes. His only out this inning has been a strikeout. A looking K of Brandon Dixon. The left-hander. Quickly back into his windup in the 0-2. Chop in the ground is short. Ornelas gives ground. Fields above his head. Throw on to first. Got him. Very nice play by Johnny Ornelas. Waited for that hop to come to him. Took it above his hat. Unleashed a strong throw to first base. Not Corey Howell. 2 outs in the first inning. 7-4. Frisco leads it. A lot of runs in the first. Chris Givens stands in now. Right-handed batter, and Weems delivers home the first pitch. Down low and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Rough Riders now with action out in their bullpen. Ty Tiedemann, the right-hander, starts to loosen. Here's Weems with the 1-0. Check swing and a miss by Given. 1-1. Given no batting gloves, no wristbands or anything. Old school look. The 1-1. Down low and inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Playing in his third game, he's hit well so far this year. 5-for-9. That's pretty good. Hitting in the 7th spot, though, for the Missions. 11 up for the Rough Riders in the first inning. 7 up so far for the Missions. First, or the 2-1 pitch is cut on and missed. And it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. The offering home off the outside corner. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the wind back from Weems. And the left-hander, the payoff pitch. Chopped to third and fouled. Theo Edius right there, watching it down the line. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Given with a couple doubles out of those 5 hits in that initial series with Corpus Christi. The left-hander Weems looks in. And the 3-2. Check swing, strike 3 called. Got him on the inside corner, and Avery Weems picks up his 2nd strikeout. And gets out of the first inning. 4 runs do cross, though, on 2 hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. Rough Riders 7-4. They lead it as we go to the top half of the 2nd on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the 7th.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games.
Fuck it up! The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for...
we got a whole lot of offense here in the first couple frames for these two teams that have been scoring a lot of runs in the first few games this season overall. Last night, kind of an outlier in terms of the offensive output for these two clubs. Rough Riders have had 10 hits in each of their last two games coming into this one, and they had 7 hits in the first inning alone. Blaine Krim starts it off. He flew out to left field his first time up here in the second inning against Gabriel Morales out of the bullpen. Wind back in the left-hander's pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's 0-1. Morales came out to replace Dwayne Matos, the starter of today's game. Here's the line in the 0-1. One skips in there. 1-1. Matos lasted just 2/3 of an inning. The final line for Matos: 7 runs, all earned on 7 hits. 1 strikeout, 1 walk in those 2/3 of an inning. 1-1. Grimm slashes it foul right side. 1-2. So in a series like this, where you have a doubleheader on Saturday that concludes the series, that may make things very interesting for the San Antonio bullpen. We'll see how far Morales goes. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with a big looping curve. First strikeout for Matos. One away. I said Matos, I meant Morales. Morales with his first strikeout. Dustin Harris was a strikeout victim of Matos, though, in the first inning, and he stands in now. One out, top of the second, 7-4 Rough Riders. Pitch home to Harris in the lefty-lefty matchup. Another curveball in there for a strike, 0-1. Harris, a 1-for-4 day yesterday, scored a couple runs. The 0-1 on the inside corner for a strike, 0-2 with a fastball this time. Rough Riders finally hitting their second home run of the season. Sandro Fabian, 3-run homer in the first. 0-2. Hit on a line into shallow right field for a base hit. Yorman Rodriguez reached out for it. The first baseman had it go just over his glove. And Dustin Harris has a single. David Garcia steps to the plate now. 7-4 Rough Riders, top two. Boy, Dustin Harris got jammed just a little bit. Tried to fight it right over the top of Rodriguez. And the 5'10" first baseman, if you were 6'2", 6'3", might have had an out. Eighth hit of the day for the Rough Riders. David Garcia had one of them. An RBI single back in the first. He stands in from the right side against the left-hander Morales. Closed offset, feet close together. Third base side of the rubber, the pitch. Fastball in there on the outside edge for a strike, and it's 0-1. Garcia is now 3-for-5 to start his Rough Riders career with 5 RBIs. He'd only played in one game prior to this. And he tied a career high with 4 RBIs on April 9th. It was on Saturday. The set and the 0-1 pitch. Hit off the end of the bat, foul, a squibber towards the Riders' dugout, first base side. 0-2. Garcia was leading the team with those 4 RBIs, even though he'd only played one game. And add on to the total, he now has 5. Pretty good start for the switch hitter, batting from the right side. The left-hander comes set, glove to a stop of the belt. A black glove, and belt. The pitch. Hit high in the air, playable to center. Corey Howell drifting over into the right center gap. He makes the catch. Shortstop yesterday, center field today. Howell easily covering the ground, and there are 2 outs. Top of the second inning, Riders lead by 3, 7-4. Kellen Strom also had an RBI single in the first. He stands in from the right side as well. 1-for-2 day yesterday. He's now started his Riders career 3-for-7. Pinwheels the bat out towards the mound. Here's the set. Left-hander's pitch. Down in the dirt, blocked by Siegel. Harris spent it a little too far off first, but scampered back in quickly. One ball and no strikes. Morales spent 2021 between a couple different spots. Low A, Lake Elsinore, High A, Fort Wayne. 28 appearances overall, a 4.40 ERA. He issues in the 1-0. Harris takes off, pitches low, throw to second. Not in time. Harris swipes his second bag in his many days. He remains perfect on the season, 2-for-2. Last year, that was a calling card for Dustin Harris, a 2020 player. Earned the Tom Grieve Minor League Player of the Year award in the Rangers organization. Last year, swiped 25 bases, was just caught twice, 25 to 27. It's 2-for-2 to start 2022. Strom, a couple half swings to the hill. One ball and one strike. Runner in scoring position now with two outs. Two balls and no strikes, I should say. Time called. Siegel going to go talk to Morales. We're talking about Gabriel just a little bit. 28 appearances last year. Five of them were starts. 75 and two-thirds innings. He struck out 109 batters. Did have a fair share of trouble with the strike zone, though, walking 50. Held opponents to just a .213 batting average. Strom ready to go. So is Morales. Two balls, no strikes. Looks back towards second at Harris. And rifles home. No one misses low. Big curveball. Blocked in the dirt by Siegel, and it's three balls, no strikes. Dio Edias waits on deck for the Rough Riders. 7-4 Frisco, top two. Strom bounces up and down athletically in the right side. 3-0 toss. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. Green light on 3-0 from Strom. He let it loose. Three and one. Big alley in right center field for him. The left-hander deals home. Low for ball four. Strom coaxes a walk as he has done many times to begin this season. That's his fifth walk he's drawn. And this is his fourth game play. Dio Edias climbs in now. He singled and scored in the first. 11 batters up in the first inning for the Rough Riders. And it's more of the same. This is the sixth batter up in the second. Efficiency has not been great from either side in the pitching department so far. The pitch. Edias takes low, and it's one ball and no strikes. This can happen from time to time in the beginning of the season. Dwayne Matos is making his first start. Avery Weems is also making his first start for the Rough Riders. And neither has been able to find the strike zone consistently, or in Matos' case, past tense. The 1-0. Fouled off the hands, back to the screen. It's one ball and one strike. Avery Weems used 31 pitches in that first inning. Matos used 33 before he was taken out. Harris leads from second. Strom from first. Good speed on the base pass for the Riders. Morales looks back towards second. Kick shuttles home the 1-1. Big looping curveball settles high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Edias, probably the most consistent hitter throughout the entire season last year for the Rough Riders. Hit around .270, and he was pretty much around there the entire season. 2-1. Chop weakly down the third baseline and foul. Looks like he might have broken his bat. And he did. He's going to have to get a new weapon. Two balls, two strikes. Edius was a consistent presence all over the diamond last year for the Rough Riders. Finished second in games played with 102. He had 266, which was also second on the Rough Riders with those who played at least 45 games. And he played every position in the infield as well. Great presence for the Cuban. He pinwheels the bat out towards the mound. Open stance from the right side with a new bat in his hands. 2-2, two outs, 7-4 Rough Riders, top of the second, two aboard. The pitch. He chops it weakly, right side. First baseman Rodriguez comes up, picks, race to the bag, and Rodriguez wins it to get Arias. Side comes to a close. No damage done by the Riders. No runs, a hit, no errors, two left stranded. Rough Riders still lead at 7-4 as we roam to the bottom half of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three called. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets, or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's rock!
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A lot of offense so far early on in this one. Rough Riders, a 7-4 advantage over the San Antonio Mission. Zach Bigley with you here from San Antonio, Texas. Very happy to have you along wherever you may be listening on this Wednesday night. It's game two of a six-game set. First time these two clubs are meeting, as they met 18 times last year, and the Rough Riders went 13-5 against the Padre affiliate. Avery Weems looking for a bounce-back inning here in the second. 31 pitches in the first, and the first offering home is fouled away right side by Podorsky, and it's 0-1. 31 pitches, 20 strikes. He allowed four runs on two hits, walked a batter, hit a batter. He looks in for his sign. He has it from Garcia. Winds in the 0-1. Outside with a heater. One ball and one strike. 8-9-1 for the Missions here in the second. It's Robert Podorsky, Chandler Siegel, Estiora Ruiz. 1-1. And on a line down the left field side, that's in there. And Harris has to play on a couple of hops. Stops his feet on the warning track. Podorsky going for two, and he slides in ahead of the throw. So Podorsky, with his second double of the season, he's now 5-for-5 to start his season. And Chandler Siegel stands in the ninth spot. 7-4 Rough Riders, bottom of the second. This game has featured 11 hits through about 1.5 innings. Weems dangles his arm off to his left side. Looks in for his sign. He's got it. Sets, looks back towards second, and delivers home. Actually, look back towards second. Podorsky back in there. We haven't seen as many pickoffs so far in this young season, and that's by design. We've talked about some of the rule changes that we're looking at this year from afar, but just to give you a better idea, here's the set by Weems. And the pitch on the way. A bunt shown. Siegel pushes it up the first baseline. Krim comes up, fields, tries to tag him, can't get him. Weems, as a left-hander, was falling away from the mound to the third base side. Didn't have time to get over there, and that's how Chandler Siegel picks up his first hit on the year. A bunt base hit to first baseman Blake Krim. Fedorsky moves over to third on the play. There are runners on the corners with nobody out. As Jerry Ruiz stands in now. Can we apologize for the technical difficulties? Bottom of the second inning, 1-1 count on Brandon Dixon with 2 outs. The pitch misses inside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Again, 2 outs. Bottom half of the second inning, 7-4 Rough Riders. 2 aboard on the corners. Podorsky at third, Siegel at first base. Left-hander Weems comes set. Here comes pitch number 45. Strike on the upper edge, outside corner, 2-2. Pole side shift just slightly on the infield. Right side of the infield is wide open for the right-handed batter. Weems from the stretch. He delivers home the 2-2. Got him swinging. Breaking ball down low and inside. Avery Weems finishes off the second with a punch out. And the Rough Riders still lead 7-4 as we go to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa, and pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of 2 fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the third inning here in San Antonio. The Rough Riders enjoying a 7-4 advantage. 8-9-1 due up against Gabriel Morales. It's Trey Harris, Sandro Fabian, and J.P. Martinez for the Rough Riders. If you're just joining us, happy to have you along on this Wednesday. Rough Riders with 7 runs in the first inning to knock out Dwayne Matos, the starter for San Antonio, after just 2/3 of an inning. Rough Riders' Avery Weems was damaged for 4 runs in the bottom half of the first himself by San Antonio. Both teams with a 3-run home run in the first. 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Frisco. San Antonio with 4 runs on 4 hits and no errors tonight as well. Trey Hare had a 2-run single in the first. Left-handed batter against the left-handed throwing Morales. Here's the windback and the pitch on the way. A strike on the inside corner and it's 0-1. One of the funny things about the beginning of the season are looking at ERAs. It's such a small sample size that a very bad outing can make an ERA balloon at an extremely high rate. Here's the 0-1. High pop-up. Shallow part of left field, given the shortstop going back. He can't find it in the night sky, and he makes a basket catch with both feet just inches away from the dirt on the infield. Boy, he was looking up into the sky. It's twilight here. It makes it a very difficult sky to see the baseball, and he had his arms out, couldn't see it. At the last moment, he located it and made the basket catch belt high. One out in the third, and Sandro Fabian in the nine spot steps in now. Fabian, a 4-for-7 start to his Frisco career, playing in his fourth game, blasted a 3-run home run back in the first. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. The ballooning ERAs, that was the first start for Dwayne Matos, just 2/3 of an inning, 7 runs. Here's the windback in the 0-1. Grounded in the hole at short, cut off by the third baseman Dixon. He picks, throws low over to first, but Rodriguez picks it on out of the dirt. And there are 2 outs. Matos with a 94.50 ERA after giving up those 7 runs in 2/3 of an inning. The same can be said about a hitter who's extremely hot at the beginning of the season. For example, Fabian, who was just up for the Rough Riders, 4-of-7 to start his career here with the Rough Riders, with a home run and over 2,000 OPS. That's sustainable, right? Not too bad. First pitch to Martinez. Breaking ball just in the attic, 1-ball, no strikes. JP is off to a hot start himself, hitting .357 now, 5-for-14. He's singled and walked today. 1-0. Off the outside edge, another breaking pitch, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Lefty-lefty matchup. Top half of the third inning, 7-4 Rough Riders. 2 outs, nobody on. Here she comes. Fastball in there for a strike on the outside corner, 2-1. Martinez out in right field today. He played in center yesterday. Rough Riders have a very packed center field. A lot of outfielders who can play out there in the middle. 2-1. Fouled straight back to the screen. 2 balls, 2 strikes. It's Kellen Strom out there today. But Martinez and Strom are both regular everyday center fielders. Dustin Harris is listed as a center fielder, though he's still trying to learn the outfield. And he's DH'd mostly. Harris out in left field today. 2-2. Misses up high. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And really the key with Harris is to have him get a position that he's comfortable in. He doesn't have to play elite level defense, but passable defense. And the bat will take care of the rest because that bat is deadly. Here's the windback and the payoff pitch on the way. Fouled away, left side. So 3 balls, 2 strikes on Martinez. Seven, 4 Rough Riders. All 11 runs combined have been scored in the first inning. Left-hander back into his windup in the 3-2. Pop foul, back behind home again. Good at-bat from Martinez. 3 foul balls. Martinez a couple half swings out of the batter's box, turning the hip inside. Going right to the contact point, then springing back. Steps into the left-handed batter's box. Slightly open stance, front heel off the ground, and the 3-2. Flying in the air out to left field and shallow. Podorski coming in. He settles underneath of it and makes the two-handed grab. Side comes to a close in 1-2-3 fashion in the third. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Our score as we go to the bottom half of the third inning, it's the Rough Riders 7 and the Missions 4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
This week!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know
know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Rough Riders in the bottom half of the third inning. Ty Tiedemann takes over for Avery Weems. Rough Riders leading 7-4 over San Antonio in the second game of the six-game series. Final line on Avery Weems. He allows four runs, all earned on four hits in his two innings. Strikeout total of three. He walked one. So Ty Tiedemann faces Yorman Rodriguez, Jorge Onya, and Corey Howell to start things off in the third inning. It's 4-5-6, middle third of the order. Tiedemann, a right-handed thrower, tall, 6'6" out there on the mound. Staring down at the 5'10" Yorman Rodriguez. Here's the set. Pitch home. Strike on the inside corner. 0-1. Rodriguez with an RBI single in the first inning. Came in as a pinch hitter in the ninth yesterday and ended up flying out. Offering home. Breaking ball. Outside edge for a called strike, and it's 0-2. San Antonio had two aboard in the ninth inning last night with one out when Rodriguez came up as a pinch hitter. Chase Lee was able to get him to fly out, and he locked down the game. The pitch lined into center field right at Kellen Strong. Maneuvers over to his left, makes the one-handed grab. One out in the third for Jorge Onya. Good job by Chase Lee last night. Six out save. Jorge Onya with a three-run home run to the opposite field in the first. He stands in from the right side against the right-hander, Ty Tiedemann. First pitch. Chopped out to short on two hops. Ornelas takes it chest high, slings it onto first, and gets Onya. Boy, a very stark contrast with Ty Tiedemann coming out of the pen. Four pitches, four strikes. In addition to that, quick outs. San Antonio really made Avery Weems work. Rough Riders starter. That was his first start at the AA level. Ty Tiedemann did finish the season with the Rough Riders last year. By comparison, a veteran. Tiedemann's pitch. Inside to Howell, and it hit him. Caught some jersey. Baggy jersey from Howell paid off there. He tried to get out of the way of it, and it just skimmed across his jersey. Chris Gibbon bats now. Gibbon struck out looking in the first. Tiedemann's first appearance came against Arkansas in that weekend series. Two shutout innings, allowing just a couple of hits and a walk, but no runs, picked up the win as well. Tiedemann fires over to first. Close play, but Howell's back in. Tiedemann finished off the season last year, his last 11 appearances with the Rough Riders, one of them being a spot start, and he pitched really well in Frisco. 3.05 ERA. Not a guy who's going to strike many batters out. He's going to get a lot of ground balls, though. The pitch. Misses down low. One ball, no strikes. Good sinking action from Tiedemann. And at every stop he's gone to, he has been an extreme ground ball pitcher. He looks in, has his sign from his catcher, Garcia. And the pitch on the way. Chop on the ground, foul, third base side. One ball, one strike. Such an important art nowadays is the ground ball pitcher, and Ty Tiedemann does a wonderful job of that. He looks in, righty-righty matchup, the set, and the pitch. Low off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Tiedemann last year, when he made his way up to Double A, induced ground balls at a 46% rate. When he was down in High A Hickory, it was over 50%. The 2-1, high and inside, and it's three balls and one strike. In general, they say a ground ball pitcher is around 45%. Anything over 50, though, is an extreme ground ball pitcher, like he was in 2019 in Hickory, inducing ground balls at a 55% clip. 3-1. Hit on the ground. Foul back behind home. Three balls, two strikes. And usually when you see a ground ball pitcher as an airplane comes soaring past the ballpark, you see low home run totals. And that's exactly the case with Ty Tiedemann. 84 career games, he's just allowed 16 home runs and just 5 all of last year. 3-2. Hit on the line out to deep left field. Harris back to the warning track. Reaches up, can't get it. It's over his head. Howell around 30 comes in to score easily. Given stops at second with an RBI double. And it's now a two-run game. Rough Riders lead 7-5. Chris Gibbon with an RBI double makes it 7-5. Rough Riders out in front. The Missions are attacking this Rough Riders lead. Chipping away. Robert Podorsky stands in now. He doubled his last time up in the second. Tiedemann ready from the stretch. The pitch. This is low off the outside corner, and it's one ball, no strikes. 7 runs, 8 hits for the Rough Riders. Missions, 5 runs, 5 hits. It was a hit-by-pitch that allowed Corey Howell to reach against Tiedemann, and he came in to score. 1-0 offering. Popped up, back behind home plate. And that one's going to get into the seats. One ball, one strike. Came up, hit just below us on the ricochet. Everybody, one and one on Podorsky, who started his season 5-for-5. The pitch. He hits it high in the air out to left. Harris over towards his left. He's under it and makes the catch. Side retired in the third inning, but not before one run does come across on a hit. No errors and a runner left stranded. 7-5 Rough Riders as we go to the top of the fourth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. 4 winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, handyman, and pool services? They can also help you with insulation and heating and air conditioning for the upcoming extreme seasons. As a family-owned operation for three generations and counting, ABC has been serving Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Find them online at goandeater.com.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead 7-5 as we go to the top half of the fourth inning. Zach Bigley alongside you from San Antonio, Texas. Very warm day today. 95 degrees at first pitch. Sun starting to set here in San Antonio as darkness is surrounding us. It's currently 86. Very little humidity and honestly pretty comfortable. Still crazy to see 97 on the weather app though in April. Well, I guess that's Texas, especially as you get further south. Johnny Ornelas starts things off for the Rough Riders in the fourth. Pedro Morales has given San Antonio some much needed depth out of the bullpen after Dwayne Matos lasted just 2/3 of an inning in his start. Morales came in from in the first, and he's still back out here for the fourth. Ornelas from the right side, the southpaw, winds back and delivers in the first pitch. Misses off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ornelas a single in the first inning. Rounded out to first also in the first inning. The 1-0. Hit in the air out to center field, driving Howell back into a back pedal, still going back, twists around, makes the catch shy of the warning track. One out. Blaine Krim, the batter now. Krim 0 for 2 today. Four-game hitting streak coming into this one, though. He's the only Rough Riders player to have hit safely in all four games this season. 7-5. Frisco leads it, top four. Morales back into his windup in the lefty's pinch. The right-handed batter takes a strike on the inside corner, knee level, and it's 0-1. Krim 5-for-14 to start the year. His first multi-hit day yesterday, including a double and an RBI. Two RBIs. The 0-1. Skips down into the dirt. Siegel keeps it in front. 1-1. Krim was very happy pregame today that the wind was not blowing in like it was yesterday. He was jokingly saying he was swinging down on everything. He hit the ball in the air and it was an out yesterday. He does have a fly out today to left field. 1-1 pitch. High off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Krim, always a joy to talk to. Very smart baseball player. Knows the game very well. And hits the ball hard all over the yard. Wind up in the 2-1. He slashes it foul at a play right side. 2-2. Dustin Harris waits on deck for the Riders. Top half of the fourth inning. 7-5 lead for Frisco. All seven runs coming in the first inning for the Rough Riders. Missions with four in the first, one in the home half of the third. 2-2 on the way. Breaking ball settles high of the zone. 3-2. Krim works the count full. Morales peers over the top of a black glove. Shoulders square over towards the first base dugout. Puts the right foot back and delivers home. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball way up and out of the zone. Krim down swinging. Second strikeout of Blaine Krim for Morales. It's his second strikeout overall as well. And Dustin Harris hits now. Singled his last time up. 1-for-2. Harris has put together a little three-game hitting streak now. After starting 0-for-8, he's picked up a hit in each of the last three games. First offering home. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and no strikes. Harris was a decent junior college player in Florida, but nothing that really jumped off the page. Wind up in the 1-0. A swing and a high pop-up in the infield. Foul territory. Rodriguez under it. And he makes the catch. We'll talk a little bit more about Dustin Harris in our next inning. Rough Riders down quietly. 1-2-3 in the fourth. Seven straight retired by Gabriel Morales. Rough Riders still lead it, though. 7-5. Home half of the fourth coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Rough Riders continue their open to the 2022 season all through this weekend at Riders Field.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
The Riders conclude their division champs weekend with a pennant giveaway on Saturday with post-game fireworks.
Oh, my goodness.
Then join us at Riders Field on Sunday for our pregame egg hunt and kid shirt giveaway. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is back. Let's ride.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Tiedemann back to the mound in the fourth inning. Rough Riders leading 7-5 over the Missions. Tiedemann allowed an RBI double in that third. Hit by pitch, and that double the only base runners against him, though. He faces 9-1-2, Chandler Siegel, Estiari Ruiz, and Connor Hollis. Right-handed batter against a right-handed pitcher to start things. Chandler Siegel, a bunt base hit his last time up as his first hit of the season. Tiedemann's pitch, chops it foul at the plate. 0-1. We talked a little bit about this ballpark, the Wolf. It's been around since 1994. Well, the San Antonio Missions franchise has been around way, way longer. The Missions were a charter member of the Texas League all the way back in 1888. Tiedemann has his sign and comes set. And the pitch. Fastball right down the heart of the plate for a strike, 0-2. They have been affiliates of a lot of different teams. Initially, they weren't in affiliated baseball back in 1888. The Texas League was an independent league, and San Antonio didn't become affiliated until 1933. They joined up with the St. Louis Browns. And a lot of really good players come through here. Their various affiliations, most notably the Orioles for a while, the Dodgers, the Mariners. 0-2, misses outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. They've had a lot of Hall of Famers come through here. Adrian Beltre, who will soon be a Hall of Famer. His 3,000 hits, an incredible defense. The offering home, chopping the ground to third. Two hops to Dio Edias, who collects to his left, sets his feet, and throws across the diamond for the out. One away. Estiori Ruiz stands in now at the top of the order. Rough Riders out in front 7-5 here in the home half of the fourth inning in San Antonio. Beltre came through as a member of the Dodgers organization in the late 90s. So did Mike Piazza, who's now in the Hall of Fame. Going all the way back to when they were an Orioles affiliate in the 60s, Brooks Robinson came through here. The pitch misses inside, And it's one ball and no strikes. And then in the early 2000s, when they were a Mariners affiliate, Felix Hernandez pitched on this mound here at the Wolf. Tiedemann's a 1-0. This is low off the outside corner, and it's two balls and no strikes. They've been the Missions for a long, long time. Of course, named after the Spanish Missions here, most famously the Alamo. About 15 to 20 minutes, just outside downtown, away from here. The pitch, chop foul, third base side. Ball and one strike. Two balls and one strike, I should say, on Estuary Ruiz. Before being called the Missions, though, they were the Missionaries, the Gentlemen, and the Broncos. I like the Gentlemen. That's a fun mascot you wouldn't hear nowadays. 2-1. Inside, crossed up Garcia. No, it hit Ruiz. It hit him and then hit Garcia right after that. That's why it looked like he got crossed up. A hit-by-pitch of Ruiz puts him aboard with one out here in the fourth inning, and Connor Hollis bats now. Second hit-by-pitch by Tim. 7-5 Rough Riders, bottom four. San Antonio Gentlemen. Maybe we should just start calling them that. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. Hit on the ground on one hop to Dio Arias at third. Got it. Flips onto second for one. On to first base. Got him. A double play. 5-4-3. Rough Riders just like that. Out of the fourth inning. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Rough Riders take their 7-5 advantage into the top of the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out, Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called! This one's over!
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's gonna come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders will see a new left-hander here in the top of the fifth inning. Leading 7-5 over the top of San Antonio. Ramon Perez out of Baracoa, Cuba, was the new man out of the mound. David Garcia, the first man to face him for the Rough Riders in the five spot. Kellen Strom, Dio Arias to follow. 5-6-7 for the Riders. Perez. From the stretch, he fires in. It's on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Perez takes over for Gabriel Morales, who was exactly what the doctor ordered for San Antonio and, quite frankly, what the doctor needed. 3 1/3 brilliant innings. 0-1. Hit off the end of the bat in the air, right side, foul territory. Rodriguez over towards the bullpen mound, up onto the bullpen mound, and he watches it go into the first seat. In the first row. 0-2. That's the danger with the on-field bullpens. When you get up onto that mound, it can be very scary for a corner infielder. Rodriguez was able to handle it well, but it was a foul ball anyway. Morales went 3 1/3 shutout, allowing just one hit. He struck out two and walked one. Perez making his season debut. He fires in the 0-2. Strike three called. Backdoor breaking ball gets the right-hander Garcia. Strikes out the first man he faces on three pitches. That starts the fifth. Morales goes 3 1/3 innings after the starter. Montos went just 2/3 of an inning, allowing seven runs in the first of the Riders. 7-5 Frisco, top five. Kellen Strom into the right-handed batter's box now. RBI single and a run scored in the first. He walked and was stranded in the second. Set from Perez, and the 22-year-old delivers. Line foul out of play, right side, 0-1. The Cuban native, 6'1", 225 pounds. Left-hander. He's making his second appearance this season, first in San Antonio. He made one appearance in AAA El Paso, and it didn't go so well. He looks in. As his sign-in sets. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. With El Paso in that one start, he went just one inning, allowing six runs, five earned on six hits in the one frame. Walked two and did not strike out a batter. A rude welcoming to AAA. He delivers in the 1-1. Strom chops it on the ground. A high topper right to the third baseman, Dixon, who takes it, sets his feet, throws high, and into the Riders' bullpen. It stays onto the field of play, so Strom stays right at first. And a reach on an error for Kellen Strom, E5. Dixon had it measured in a pretty easy play. Strom was hustling down the line, but a good throw would have gotten him easily. Just threw well high to the first baseman, Rodriguez. One out base runner for the Rough Riders. Dio Edias takes his turn. 1-for-2 day for the Riders' third baseman. 7-5 Frisco, top five. Perez fires in. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him, and it's 0-1. Last season, between low A Lake Elsinore and high A Fort Wayne, Perez worked exclusively out of the bullpen. A 4.48 ERA. He sets at the belt. 0-1. High and inside. One ball, one strike. 75 strikeouts in 60 1/3 innings. Held opponents to a .225 batting average. Getting the promotion up to AAA to start the season, and now back here in AA. 1-1. Off the outside edge. Two balls, one strike. Frisco would love some insurance here. A seven-run advantage after the top half of the first inning seemed like a lot, but all of a sudden it's a two-run game. Two-one on the way. Edias watches one right down the heart of the plate for a strike. Count flattens out at two balls, two strikes. Strom has good speed at first base, so not that he's going to be taking off on this 2-2 pitch. You always have to be aware as he grabs his lead. Left-hander from the stretch. And he fires over that way, thinking the same thing. Nearly threw it away. Rodriguez with a nice athletic backhanded grab out of the air just to keep it in front of him. 2-2 to Edias. One out. Perez dangles the ball in his left hand, looking in for his sign. Siegel gives it to him. Sets up low and away. A long hold, the 2-2. Chop back up the middle. The second baseman, Hollis, backhands from behind the second base bag, throws him out at first. Hollis with a nice play, ranging over to his left. To his right, I should say. Behind the bag at second. A backhanded stop. He's able to get Dioedius. Strom up to second on the play, and Trey Hare bats now. Hare, a two-run single in the first. He popped out of the shortstop. Given back in the third inning. Left-hander against left-hander. Hare with an open stance, hands above his head. Bat nearly parallel to the ground, wiggling back and forth. First pitch. A check swing and a miss. He went around. 0-1. Two-run single for Hare in the first, his first hit of 2022. Hare started out the season last year in independent ball before being signed as a minor league free agent by the Rangers. Spent last year in High A Hickory. 0-1. Hitting on a line into left center field. That plugs the gap and heads all the way to the wall. Strom cruises home from second. And Trey Hare with his second run-scoring hit of the day. An RBI double makes it 8-5. Trey Hare absolutely crushed that baseball into left center. Perfectly in the gap between Howell and Podorsky. And all the way to the wall. An RBI double. His third RBI today. And Sandro Fabian in the ninth spot will take his turn. Philip Wellman out to talk to Perez. The run goes unearned because Kellen Strom reached on an error. Fabian bashed a three-run home run back in the first inning. Ran out to third his last time up. Fabian, a half swing to the hill. Strong right-handed batter. The pitch. Way high and outside. Siegel, a stab on the backhand just to grab at his mask, went flying off as he was able to haul it in. One ball, no strikes. A look in by the left-hander. He comes set. And the 1-0 pitch. Down low and inside. Two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders now with 8 runs on 9 hits as we play in the top of the 5th inning. 8-5, Rough Riders leading. Lefty comes set. The pitch. Fabian takes high and outside. 3 balls, no strikes. No action out in the Mission's bullpen. Now this is Fabian's game. The 3-0. Fabian takes down the heart of the plate for a strike. 3-0. 3-1, I should say. Perez has his sign from the stretch. The 3-1. High skyscraping pop-up in the infield. Drifting into foul territory on the right side. Siegel under it. The catcher makes the catch. And the side comes to a close in the fifth. Not before a run for the Rough Riders. Unearned on one hit. No errors. And one runner left on base. Rough Riders increase their lead to 8-5. As we go to the bottom of the fifth, we're halfway home on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts?
InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. Rough Riders Baseball is back. A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here. There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball. Strike three called. This one's over. You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action. And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record. Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ballgame with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Ty Tiedemann out for his third inning of work. Bottom half of the fifth inning, Rough Riders with an 8-5 advantage. Brandon Dixon, the first man he faces. Here's the set and the righty's offering. Inside, one ball and no strikes. Dixon 0 for 2, a couple strikeouts today. A former big leaguer who spent time with Cincinnati and Detroit. Back down here at Double A. Here's the set and the pitch home. A strike on the upper edge, outside corner. One ball and one strike. Dixon has had a very interesting career. He's always been around very good players and been on very good teams. Here's the set. 1-1. Off the end of the bat, floater into shallow right center field. That drops in. And Dixon has himself a single to lead things off here in the fifth. Norman Rodriguez in from the right side now. Sixth hit for the Missions. In high school in Arizona, Dixon played with Patrick Wisdom on a powerhouse team. Patrick Wisdom, big leaguer with the Cubs. And then he went to college at Arizona where he won a College World Series in 2012. He's one of the better players in the country and definitely one of the better players in the Pac-12 in 2013 the next year. The pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Dixon came up with Cincinnati in the big leagues. 0-1. Ball off the outside corner, one ball, one strike. That was after being traded from the Dodgers organization. And then he went over to the Tigers and played pretty much a full season with the Tigers in 2019. Played about half a season in 2020 and then was released and played in Japan in 2021. 1-1 pitch. Rodriguez swings and misses out in front of a breaking ball from Tiedemann. And it's one ball and two strikes. And right before this season started, signed a minor league deal with the Padres, and here he is here in Double A. He takes his lead off of first. 8-5 Rough Riders. Nobody out. Bottom half of the fifth. Tiedemann stops the glove at the chin. The 1-2. Soft ground ball out to short. Arnelas falls down. Still fields it onto second for one. On to first. Got them both. Johnny Arnelas had his cleat stick into the ground. Fell down to one knee. Still, he was able to field it. And from that one knee, threw onto Trey Hare, who relayed on to Blaine Krim for the double play. Well, it didn't have to look too pretty. But Arnelas gets it done. 6-4-3. Two outs now in the fifth. Jorge Onya, the batter.
First pitch.
Swing and a miss. Good slider diving off the outside corner. And it's 0-1. 8-5 Rough Riders. Bottom five. Two out. Space is clear. Tiedemann comes to a stop at the belt. And the pitch. Skips into the dirt. Goes up and over David Garcia, the catcher, back behind home. One ball and one strike. You're a jet screaming over us. There's a military base just about a mile beyond left center. The pitch. And on the ground, three hops out to short. Ornelas has it, chest high, throws onto first base, and it's an easy 1-2-3 inning for Ty Tiedemann. No runs, a hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. And there goes the jet once again. And the Rough Riders lead 8-5 as we head to the top of the sixth inning. We'll return after this to San Antonio on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders lead it 8-5 as we go to the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders will have the top of the order, J.P. Martinez, Johnny Ornelas, and Blaine Krim. Due up. Left-hander Perez still out there. First pitch. Breaking ball backs Martinez off the plate. It's one ball and no strikes. High and tight. Martinez, one for two today. A single in the first. He came in to score. He walked later on in the first and was stranded. The offering just slips inside. It's two balls, no strikes. Martinez, left-handed batter. 5'9". Here she comes. Low off the outside corner. Three balls and no strikes. Avery Weems started this game for the Rough Riders, went two innings. Ty Tiedemann is taking care of the last three. And it looks like they're going to send Tiedemann out for a fourth inning. There's nobody warming up in the Rough Riders bullpen. He's been pretty efficient. The offering to Martinez is a strike on the inside corner, and it's now 3-1 on the Riders' right fielder. Tiedemann's only thrown 33 pitches through his three innings. 21 for strikes. Perez readies, and the 3-1. Broken back grounder to the right side. The first baseman, Rodriguez, picks, throws onto first base to the covering pitcher, Perez, and he just beats Martinez. Underhand throw to Perez, who covered a lot of ground. Not an easy task against a speedy runner like Martinez. 1 out in the sixth, and Johnny Ornelas steps in now. 1-for-3 day. He singled and scored in the first. Ornelas, right-handed batter. So now four hits here in this series and seven at-bats for him. Talking to him before the game, he said he feels really good, really locked into the plate right now. The pitch, a strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Trying to stay up the middle the other way. Keeping a strong approach. Just 21 years old. He's the youngest position player on the team. Only Jack Leiter, Riders pitcher, is younger than him. 0-1. High off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. And he said it means a lot to him that the Rangers put this kind of trust in him and promoting him quickly. He doesn't take it lightly at all. One pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Pulled the string on him, and it's 1-2. Ornelas has done a wonderful job up the middle, whether it be at second base or at shortstop. Shortstop is his natural position, and that's where he's played the last three nights. He's played very well there with a few highlight plays. Perez kicks and delivers in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball down low and inside. Underneath the right-hander's hands, he strikes him out. And there are two outs. Perez with strikeout number 2 on his evening. And Blaine Crim is the batter. Crim working on a 4-game hitting streak. He's 0-3 tonight. 9 hits tonight by the Rough Riders as they've collected 10, 10, and 9 hits in the last three nights. Still a lot of ball game left to play. 8-5 lead for Frisco. First pitch, high and outside, 1-0. 7 runs coming in the first for the Rough Riders on 7 hits. Perez readies, love of the bell. 1-0 toss. Grimm takes high and away. 2-0. Game 2 of 6 here in this series in San Antonio. Left-hander set. And he offers home. A strike on the outside corner. Belt high. Two balls, 1 strike now on Crim. Rough Riders' first road trip of the season. Here's the set. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs with a high fastball. 2-2. First one here in San Antonio. Rough Riders are home away here in the month of April. The 2-2. Grimm hits it on the ground. A 2-hopper out to third. In between hop for Dixon. He handles it nicely and throws on to first for the out. Really nice play at the hot corner by Brandon Dixon. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. 1-2-3 frame for Perez. Rough Riders lead 8-5 to the bottom of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 call. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh, my goodness.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders 8, Missions 5 as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Ty Tiedemann out for his fourth inning of work out of the bullpen. Avery Weems, the starter, went just two. Ty Tiedemann has worked three innings, allowing just one run. And he faces Corey Howell to start things off. First pitch inside on the center fielder. It's one ball, no strikes. Nearly the same exact pitch that came inside on Howell in the third and hit him. Just clipped the jersey. He then came in to score on the RBI double by Chris Given. The offering. Fastball pierces the outside edge of the belt. And it's 1-1. That's the only damage done against Ty Tiedemann, that RBI double from Given, who's on deck. 1-1. Soft tapper foul, third base side, 1-2. All the other damage done in the first inning. RBI single from Yorman Rodriguez, and then Jorge Onya with a three-run opposite field missile to right field. A plane flies over top of us. The 1-2. Low off the outside corner. And it's two balls and two strikes. The military base has been active beyond left center field tonight. A lot of planes flying in and out of there. Tiedemann ready from the stretch, the 2-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's three balls and two strikes. Eight runs, nine hits, no errors for the Rough Riders. The Missions with five runs on six hits and one error tonight. The pitch, on the ground foul, third base side, and it's still three balls, two strikes. This is a Missions team that was very talented in terms of prospects a year ago. Number one overall prospect in the Padres organization, C.J. Abrams, headlining that group. Abrams in the big leagues now at just 21 years old. Tiedemann readies and delivers. Down low and inside, ball four. Leadoff walk in the sixth inning, and Chris Given stands in now as Howell makes his way to first. The prospect depth on this team is not nearly what it used to be. Only three top 30 prospects on this Missions roster. Number 27, number 28, and number 30. A guy we saw here last year as kind of a rehab appearance is Mackenzie Gore. Here's the set and the pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. After 2019, when he pitched a little bit of the season with Amarillo, at the time the AA affiliate of the Padres, it seemed like Mackenzie Gore was not long for the big leagues. 0-1. Low off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. He was the top pitching prospect in all of baseball, almost consensus. The left-hander sat mid-90s, had extremely good control. The offering home. Fastball for a strike on the outside edge, right at the knees, and it's one ball and two strikes. But last year, something happened. Mackenzie Gore's control wasn't what it was the year before. He suddenly could not command the baseball. The pitch, there goes the runner. A ground ball down the third baseline under the glove of Dio Arias. Howell motors on to third, and he's in there easily. Throw on to second, and Given slides past the bag, and he's tagged out. Trey Hare slaps the tag down on him. Given trying to go for two, thrown out. A jet goes over top of us again. Corey Howell at third base with one out now. A single for Chris Given. That one goes 7-4 on the putout. One out, and that's going to do it for Ty Tiedemann. Jared Gettert out of the Riders' dugout, and he's going to take the ball from Tiedemann, who was just brilliant out of the bullpen. And we'll see Nick Starr come out in his wake. Ty Tiedemann, wonderful job after Weems' two innings in his start. Rough Riders lead it 8-5 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. We'll step aside, return after this to the Wolf on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Nick Starr, the new pitcher out of the Rough Riders bullpen here in the home half of the sixth inning. It's 8-5. Rough Riders leading. Runner at third base. One out in the sixth. Ty Tiedemann's day is done. He's still responsible for Howell at third base, but what a performance and a much-needed one for the Rough Riders. Tiedemann right now responsible for one run on three hits over his 3 1/3. Didn't strike out a batter. Walked one. Good work. Robert Podorsky, the first man to face Nick Starr, the right-hander. 25-year-old, 6'3", 225, out of Memphis, Tennessee. Righty-righty matchup. Here's the set. And the pitch. A bunt up the first baseline. Starr grabs it. Glove flip to first. Got him. And the run does score. So it's back to a two-run game. 8-6. Here in the bottom of the sixth inning, a safety squeeze put down by Podorsky to pick up the RBI. A sack bunt. 1-3 on the putout. Two outs. And Chandler Siegel bats now. Siegel 1-for-2 with a bunt base hit of his own. Starr making his third appearance for the Rough Riders. Here's the set. And the pitch. High and inside. One ball, no strikes. Starr in two innings of work has surrendered just one run for the Rough Riders on a couple of hits. He comes set. 1-0 toss. Low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. So that run charged to Ty Tiedemann, unfortunately. He's now responsible for two runs given up. Starr Rennies, he comes set, and the 2-0. Swing and a miss, blew it by him. Two balls, one strike. 8-6 Rough Riders, bottom six inning. Starr tucks the glove to his chest, looks in with the ball dangling off to his right, as his sign and sets. He delivers. High pop-up foul right side. And the count flattens out at two balls, two strikes. Starr had a 34% strikeout rate last year in High A Hickory. Here's the set. And the offering on the way. High and inside. 3-2. 52 strikeouts. In 33 1/3 innings. High volume from Starr. He shakes off the first sign from Garcia, likes the second. Closed off stretch. The pinch. off the fist. Shallow pop-up into left center field. Ornelas back. Harris in. Dropped it. Harris in from left field. Had it go off the heel of his glove. And an error on Dustin Harris. Oof, that's a tough one. Relatively routine play. Had to come a long way for it, but it is an error all the way. And Chandler Siegel is aboard. That extends the inning for Estiori Ruiz at the top of the order, who's 0 for 1 but has walked and has been hit by a pitch and has also scored a run. All he's doing is hitting .444 to start the season. 8 for 18. Stars pitch. Inside. One ball, no strikes. So first error for the Rough Riders in the last three games. First one since opening night. Each team had an error. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Ruiz with a mighty hack, and it's 1-1. Rough Riders have played really good defense so far early on in this season. That was their calling card last year as well, as they had the second-best fielding percentage in the AA Central. 1-1. Bounces in there off Garcia's mask. There goes Siegel down to second. No throw. Wild pitch. It's 2-1 now. Entering into tonight, Rough Riders, one of a few teams in AA that had committed only one error on the season. Only the Corpus Christi Hooks had a better fielding percentage of 1,000 entering into the ninth. The Hooks not committed an error through five games entering tonight. The pitch bounces in there. Garcia blocks. 3-1. So the Rough Riders with their second error of the season as a team. Still a very good fielding team. Star looks in. 3-1 to Ruiz. And here she comes. Swing and a miss. Elevated fastball. 3-2. Two outs. Full count. Runner at second. One run in. 8-6. Rough Riders leading. Star. Looking to end the inning right here. Here's the set. He brings it home. High for ball four. Second walk of the inning. One from Tiedemann and one from Starr. Puts runners at first and second. Two outs for Connor Hollis. Hollis 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch and run scored back in the first inning. In from the right side, righty-righty matchup. Rough Riders play him straight up in the outfield, slightly to pull on the infield, but mostly straight up. The pitch. On the outside edge, a called strike, 0-1. A pleasant night for baseball on a Wednesday in San Antonio. Nick Starr trying to turn it back over to his offense. Here's the set. And the 0-1. High chopper out to short. Ornelas has it on two hops. Throws onto first base and gets Hollis to retire the threat. One run across for the Missions. It comes on one hit, one error, and two left on the base paths. We played six full, 8-6 Rough Riders. We head to the seventh inning after these messages on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh my goodness! Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off! The RUFFRIDERS win their 11th in a row, a franchise record!
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco carries an 8-6 advantage to the top of the seventh inning in San Antonio, Texas. Zach Bigley with you. Happy to have you along. Dustin Harris, David Garcia, Kellen Strom, the 3-2 up. And the seventh. Middle third of the order for the Rough Riders. Harris 1-for-3 today. Starting things off from the left side against the left-hander Ramon Perez. Perez looks in for his sign with the ball dangling off to his left side. He has it, comes set, slightly open set, kicks, fires. Inside on Harris, one ball and no strikes. Dustin Harris was talking earlier today before the game about kind of his power surge that he's had in his career. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball. Flutters low of the zone. 2 balls, no strikes. Harris didn't hit his first home run in his baseball career until his second year of junior college. No homers in high school. No homers his first year. 2-0. Swing and a miss and a hefty hack. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Said he'd always been able to hit them in batting practice. He just never really tried to hit them in games. So fast forward to last year, 2021. Eric Dorton is hitting coach down at Low A down east where he started the season. 2-1, low off the outside corner, 3 balls, 1 strike. Worked with him on elevating the ball a little bit. Not necessarily swinging up, but trying to hit the bottom of the baseball, trying to hit the ball in the air. Lo and behold, a 20-homer season last year. 3-1, high and inside, and hit him? No, it hit off the bottom of the bat, right on the knob, a foul ball, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. A 2020 season for Harris last year, winning the Texas League, or Texas Rangers minor league player of the year, I should say. Open stance from the left side, and the 3-2 on the way. Fouled back into the glove of Siegel, and he strikes out. One away here in the seventh. David Garcia, the batter now. Even though he struck out there, Dustin Harris starting to get a little bit more acclimated to the Texas League in the AA level. Three-game hitting streak for him now. David Garcia started his night with an RBI single. He's 1-for-3. 8-6 Rough Riders, top seven. Perez has his sign, comes set at the belt, kicks back, fires. Off the outside corner and misses. 1 ball, no strikes. Garcia leading the Rough Riders with 5 RBIs through the first 5 games of the season. Here's the set. And the 1-0 pitch. Off the end of the bat, a grounder out to short. Connor Hollis has it. Throws on to first and gets Garcia 2 outs.
Garcia.
Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate now. He's one for two. RBI single in the first, walk in the second, reached on an error and scored in the fifth. The Rough Riders' lone insurance run since that seven-run first inning. They lead it 8-6. It was an RBI double from Trey Hare back in the fifth inning. Perez readies and delivers. Strom takes a strike. Upper edge, outside corner, 0-1. Pull side shift on the infield, straight away in center. For the right-handed batter. Here's the set. 0-1 on the way. Breaking ball. Fits onto the outside corner for a strike. Perez quickly ahead, 0-2. Strom with the oven mitten that he uses for sliding when he gets on base, poking out the back of his left back pocket. Perez looks in for his sign. He's got it. Comes set. 0-2. Just outside. One ball, two strikes. Strom taps the inside corner of the plate with the tip of the bat. Pinwheels it once, twice. Out towards the mound. Perez readies. And Strom calls time. Takes a look at the barrel of his bat. Here's the 1-2 pitch on the way from Perez. Strom takes low. 2-2. Ayers have come back to haunt the missions a couple different times here in this series so far. Dio Adias reached on three errors last night alone. 2-2. Strom takes down low and inside and hit him on the foot. I'll leave a mark. He laughs it off and jogs it off down to first base. And the aforementioned Dio Adias stands it now. Runner at first, top of the seventh, 8-6. Rough Riders lead it with two down. The errors that Adias reached on, one he came in to score in the second. The other was with two outs that allowed a run to score. That was the tying run in the eighth inning. Pitch home. Hit in the air and hit pretty well out to right field. Onya back to the warning track, and he makes the catch. Side retired. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the top of the seventh. It's time to stretch from San Antonio. Rough Riders out in front, 8-6 over the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches. Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system with the Riders Report blog at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom half of the seventh inning in San Antonio. Nick Starr deals home to Brandon Dixon. It's a called strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1. 8-6, Frisco leads it. We're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Starr from the stretch. And he fires. just misses off the outside corner, 1-1. Star came in the sixth inning in relief of Ty Tiedemann with one out. Allowed a stranded run to score, and then stranded a couple base runners on the base paths. He deals in the 1-1. Swing and a miss, and a good slider edging away from the bat of Dixon. 1-2. Ty Tiedemann, 3 1/3 really good innings. Fortunately, those two runs a blemish. The pitch fouled straight back. 2 balls make it 1-2. Rough Riders leading by 2 here in San Antonio. Star from the stretch. The 1-2. Fouled away, right side. Still 1-2. We were talking earlier about Mackenzie Gore. Didn't quite get to finish up that story. Here's the set. And Stars 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with a high fastball. Nick Starr picks up his first strikeout. And Yorman Rodriguez takes his turn. Rough Riders lead 8-6, bottom 7. Mackenzie Gore was the consensus number one overall pitching prospect, but really struggled in 2021. Some people even said that he might have the yips. 28 walks over 12 starts after 28 walks all season the year before in double the innings. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez cuts through a fastball off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Well, he had a very good first start of the season last Saturday. 5 shutout innings, surrendering just 2 hits, 7 strikeouts, and no walks. Star sets, 0-1 pitch. Foul away right side, 0-2. It was said that Mackenzie Gore was a very high floor, high ceiling type of pitcher, meaning at the very worst, he's going to be a decent big league, a high floor. Well, people are talking about the floor maybe lowering just a little bit for Mackenzie Gore, but that first start this year is a great sign for Padres fans. 0-2, high off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. Let me say that because we saw him last year in his rehab appearance at Frisco for San Antonio, and he did not look like the same pitcher that had been the top pitching prospect in all baseball. Star ready from the stretch in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider low off the outside corner. Back-to-back Ks for Nick Star to start off the 7th. And Jorge Onya makes his way to the plate. 8-6 Rough Riders, bottom 7. Padres organization looks to be in good hands in terms of the top of its prospects. C.J. Abrams seems like a very good player. The 21-year-old's in the big leagues. First pitch, misses high to Onya, and it's 1-0. Robert Hassel is at the high A level. The 20-year-old, depending on how he plays this year, might even see some time here in San Antonio. And he is off to a blistering start in Fort Wayne this year. The 1-0, a swing and a miss by Onya. 1-1. Through 4 games, he's already 7-15. With 2 home runs and 6 RBIs. Can't imagine a much better start. 1-1. Swing and a miss again. He blew the pitch by Onya. Hard fastball from Starr, and it's 1-2. And Luis Camposano, the catcher, is in AAA. He's their number 3 prospect. Seems like Padres have a lot of good young talent. 1-2. High and inside. 2-2. Rough Riders do have some action out in their bullpen as Grant Anderson is getting loose. But Nick Starr is going to try to finish this inning right here. The 2-2. Got him swinging with a slider in the dirt. Nick Starr strikes out the side. A beautiful inning for the right-hander. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Down 1-2-3 fashion. Go the Missions. To the top of the 8th, Rough Riders clinging to their 8-6 advantage, looking to add on after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is back.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
There isn't a better spot in North Texas where you can find a blend of fun, excitement, and baseball.
Strike three call. This one's over.
You don't want to miss a second of this exciting action.
And he makes the catch. What a grab. He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit us online at ridersbaseball.com for tickets or stay locked to the Riders Baseball Network and MILB.TV for all the exciting plays and drama of Rough Riders Baseball.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Now through the end of April, Riders fans have the opportunity to help decorate Riders Field and showcase their awesome artistic abilities. Thanks to Whataburger, Riders fans under the age of 12 can submit their artwork by April 29th. Four winners will be selected to have their masterpiece featured on the main concourse of Riders Field and a video board recognition at one home game during the season. For more information about the Whataburger Art Contest, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Angel Felipe, the new pitcher for the Missions. Top half of the eighth inning, 8-6, Rough Riders leading. Trey Hare, Sandro Fabian, J.P. Martinez, 8-9-1, the 3-2 up for the Rough Riders. Ramon Perez out, Angel Felipe in. Right-hander against the left-handed batting Trey Hare. From the stretch, he fires in the first pitch. Backs him off the plate high. One ball, no strikes. Hare, a really nice day at the plate. 2 for 3. 2-run single in the first. RBI double in the fifth. Here's the set. And the 1-0 toss on the way. Check swing. And he went around and a pitch down in the dirt. One ball and one strike on Hare. Rough Riders, if you're just joining us, 7 runs in the top of the first inning, 1 in the fifth. Missions, 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning, 1 in the third, 1 in the sixth. Here's the set. The pitch, a check swing again, and he went around. Another breaking ball down and in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Angel Felipe, 6'7" on the mound. An imposing presence. He fires home the 1-2. Low off the outside corner, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. 6'7", 190 pounds, 24 years old. Out of Villa Mella in the Dominican Republic. Right-hander comes set. And he issues in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Breaking ball down low and inside. Trey Hare down on strikes. And there's one out. Originally came up through the Rays organization. Came over to San Diego in the offseason in January of this year, signing a minor league free agent deal after he elected free agency from the Rays organization. Sandro Fabian in the 9 spot stands in now. He's 1 for 3 with a 3-run homer. First pitch to him. Low of the zone. 1 ball, no strikes. 3-0 with a 2.59 ERA in 36 outings last year between low A and high A. 1-0 pitch. Grounded foul at the plate. Fabian got a chunk of his own foot, and it's 1-1. Trying to walk it off. Spent most of his season at low A Charleston, 45 strikeouts in 38 innings, and then 15 appearances in Bowling Green at the high A level, and saw that ERA balloon up over 4 in high A. So far this season, just one appearance. A shutout inning, striking out two, though he did also walk two in the same inning. From the stretch, Felipe delivers in the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball just a bit inside. Two balls, one strike. Let's take a look at some of the scores around the league. Here in the Texas League on this April the 13th, a beautiful Wednesday night. A lot of offense in some spots. The pitch, chopped foul, third base side, 2-2. We start with the games that are finalized. Arkansas beat Springfield 8-0 earlier tonight. Joe Rizzo hit his third home run of the year. Midland, a slim 2-1 victory over Corpus Christi. Being played at Momentum Bank Ballpark down in Midland. 2-2. Slider just inside. Three balls, two strikes. One out, base is clear here in this one in San Antonio. Frisco leading 8-6. Two other games going on in the Texas League. Both of them high scoring. Here's the set. Payoff pitch on the way to Fabian. Hit on a line into left center field. This one headed towards the gap. It's down. Howell cuts it off from center. Fabian on his way towards second. The relay, not in time. Fabian gets under the tag. A hustle double for the Riders' designated hitter. Very close play at second base as Howell got it in quickly to give him the shortstop. Hollis laid the tag down on him, but it was just late. It does look on the replay that he got his foot in there. J.P. Martinez stands in now with a runner in scoring position. 10th hit for the Rough Riders. That's now three consecutive nights that the Riders have produced double-digit hits. The right-hander looks in and comes set. And here's the pitch on the way. Fastball on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. The other two games going on in the league, Wichita at Northwest Arkansas at Arvis Ballpark. Northwest Arkansas, an 8-5 lead over Wichita. Here's the set. And the 0-1 pitch. High off the outside corner, 1-1. Wichita, the defending champs, or I should say Northwest Arkansas, the defending champs. This is a matchup of the playoffs last year, Northwest Arkansas and Wichita. Wichita, the defending team with the best record in the AA Central last year. They're 0-4 this year, in danger of falling to 0-5. 1-1. Check swing and a miss and a ball in the dirt. Skips away from Siegel. There goes Fabian down to third, and he slides in safely ahead of that tag. A wild pitch moves Fabian to third. I believe it was a swing and a miss. It was. It's now one ball and two strikes. 8-6 Rough Riders, now 90 feet away from adding on, and the Missions know that. They step in with the infield in. Right-hander looks in at J.P. Martinez. He has him 1-2 with one out. He brings home the 1-2. Flicked foul out of play left side. Still one ball, two strikes. Last game in the Texas League, Tulsa, a 13-11 lead over Amarillo in the bottom half of the sixth. And you might think, that game's got to be played at Amarillo, right? No, it's being played in Tulsa. A lot of runs. Usually we see that output in Amarillo's home ballpark, Hodgetown. 1-2 once again. Swing and a miss. He got him with that nasty slider down low and away. Second strikeout for Felipe. Two outs now, and Johnny Ornelas steps in. Eight-six Rough Riders, top eight. Runner at third. Fighter jet was screaming over the top of us once again. Had our fair share of planes tonight. Rough Riders looking to add insurance. Here's the set. And the pitch to Ornelas. Breaking ball. Top of the zone, a called strike, 0-1. One for 4-9 for Ornelas. Single came back in the first inning. Right-handed batter against right-handed pitcher. There she comes. Down low, scoots past Siegel all the way back to the backstop. That allows Fabian to come in to score. Another wild pitch. Rough Riders now lead 9-6. Frisco packing on the offense. A little bit of insurance here in the top of the eighth inning. Now Ornelas hits with the bases clear. The infield goes back. Here's the set. 1-1 pitch on the way. High and inside. 2-1. 9 runs now on 10 hits. And 1 error for the Rough Riders. Missions, 6 runs, 7 hits, 1 error. Set by the righty. And here comes the 2-1. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees for a strike. 2-2. Grant Anderson continues to loosen out in the bullpen for the Rough Riders. He will be the next pitcher in the bottom of the eighth inning for Frisco. Almost undoubtedly at this point, or he wouldn't still be throwing. The pitch home. Ornelas hits it hard on the ground out to short. Gibbon has it measured, picks it up, throws on to first, and gets Ornelas, his defensive counterpart. Side comes to a close in the eighth inning, but not before the Rough Riders add on with another run. Comes in on a wild pitch. 1 run, 1 hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. 9-6 Rough Riders. We head to the bottom half of the eighth inning, and Grant Anderson is on to pitch. We return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Grant Anderson out of the Riders bullpen in the eighth inning. Rough Riders turn to their fourth pitcher of the night. Riders with an insurance run at the top of the eighth inning. They now lead 9-6. Corey Howell, the first man to face Anderson. Chris Gibbon, Robert Podorsky to follow. It's 6-7-8 in the order. Here's the set and the pitch. Fastball along the outside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. Big opportunity for a bounce back for Anderson. 0-1. It foul off the hands back to the screen. It's 0-2. Anderson's last appearance was one he'd like to forget on Saturday night against Arkansas. He gave up back-to-back-to-back home runs in the ninth inning. He delivers home. Strike three called. Got him looking right down the heart of the plate with a slider. First strikeout for Anderson going back to the seventh inning. That's now four consecutive strikeouts between Starr and Anderson. Chris Gibbon bats now. Books closed, by the way, on Starr, speaking of him. 1 2/3 shutout innings. No runs, no hits. Three strikeouts, one walk. First pitch to Gibbon. Tried the front door slider and missed with it. One ball, no strikes. Anderson, those three solo home runs in the ninth, drew Arkansas within one run of the Rough Riders. 1-0. Inside, two balls, no strikes. And with two outs, Anderson was taken out. They had to bring in Jordan Procession, the Riders' catcher, to pitch. And he was able to get the save, recording the final out. Baseball's crazy like that sometimes. 2-0 pitch on the way. Slider on the outside corner, a called strike, and it's two balls, one strike. Anderson off to a good start with that three-pitch strikeout. He would love a very strong outing right here just to get him on the right track. 2-1. Slider just missing off the outside corner, not by much. It's 3-1. And the Missions have their bullpen busy as well. As Kevin Copps is starting to loosen. The Golden Spikes winner from a couple of years ago at Arkansas. Here's the 3-1. Strike on the inside corner. Another slider from Anderson. And it's 3-2. Very similar style pitcher to a Sergio Romo. A right-hander who slings it in a little bit sidearm and a lot of sliders from Anderson. He comes set. Brings it in. Fouled away right side. Still three balls, two strikes. I gave you a look around the Texas League. Let's take a look around the Rangers organization in the minors. Here's the set. Anderson fires home. Low off the outside corner for ball four. One out walk here in the eighth inning. Rough Riders out in front by 3-9-6. Rob Podorski stands in. Podorski pinwheels the bat out towards the mound. Anderson from the stretch, closed off. He delivers home to the right-handed batter. It's a strike on the outside corner with a breaking ball, and it's 0-1. Start out in AAA, Round Rock at 4-3 on the season. They're on the road against the Sugar Land Skeeters, or I should say Space Cowboys. They used to be the Skeeters. They're now the Space Cowboys. Here's the 0-1. Hit off the fist into shallow center field. Strom coming on. Can't get it. He has to play it on a hop. Throw to second. Not in time. Given into second base. It's a bloop single to center by Podorski. Just floating in the shallow center. And Chandler Siegel stands in now. Two aboard. One out. Tying run at the plate in the form of Siegel. Sugarland leading Round Rock 2-1 in the top of the ninth inning at Constellation Field, just north of Austin, and just about 2.5 hours north of us here in San Antonio. Another two games played in the state of Carolina, not 2.5 hours away from us, a little bit further. Here's the set, and the pitch on the way from Anderson. Fastball pierces the outside edge, a called strike of the knees, and it's 0-1. 9-6 Rough Riders here in San Antonio. Bottom half of the eighth inning, but the Mission's threatening with two aboard. At the high A level, Hickory with a 1-0 win over Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate. And at the low A level, Down East picks up their first win of the season, beating Kannapolis, a White Sox affiliate, the Cannonballers, 4-0. So a good day at the lower levels in the Rangers minors, and hopefully the Rough Riders can hang on and Round Rock can come back in the ninth. 0-1. Fastball, strike on the outside edge. 0-2. Anderson takes off his cap, wipes some sweat off his brow. Grabs the baseball, pins it behind his back, peers in for his sign. He has it and sets. 0-2 pitch on the way to Siegel. And on a line into center field, Strom chasing back near the warning track, makes the catch. No tag from either runner. Strom gets it back quickly into Ornelas. Fly ball out to center. Two outs now in the eighth, and Astoria Ruiz stands in. The big league level, Rangers are off today. But how about what happened with the Dodger game earlier today? Clayton Kershaw, 7 perfect innings, 13 strikeouts, and he was pulled with fewer than 90 pitches. I get it, it's his first start, but man, oh man, that's tough. Blake Treinen came in, gave up the game's first hit out of the bullpen, and Dodgers ended up winning 7-0 over the Twins, one hitting them. First pitch home to Ruiz. He drives it down the left field line, but foul. Home run distance, but foul by a good 100 feet. 0-1. Kershaw, masterful in his first start of 2022. He is a generational type of pitcher. Without a doubt, the best pitcher that we've seen in this generation. Best pitcher of the 2010s. Here's the set. And the 0-1. Inside, one ball, one strike. Justin Verlander probably has a little bit something to say about that. Max Scherzer as well, but Clayton Kershaw has the crown. Anderson ready from the stretch with two aboard. Two out, bottom eight, 9-6 Rough Riders. Anderson's pitch. Ruiz fouls it straight back. He's got two strikes on him now, 1-2. That extra run in the top half of this eighth inning looks even bigger now for the Rough Riders. It's that extra bit of insurance. It was a come-from-behind win last night, 6-4. But two runs in the eighth and one in the ninth. Tonight they're trying to preserve a lead they've had this entire game. 1-2. All the way back to the backstop off of Garcia's glove on a high fastball. And both runners move up into scoring position. A wild pitch puts Given at third and Podorsky at second. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Astoria Ruiz. Anderson trying to get out of the jam. He looks in, has his sign, and sets. And the right-hander with a 2-2 pitch on the way. Outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Big alley in left center field as they play Ruiz the opposite way with Strom shading over into right center field. Rough Riders infield plays back with 2 outs. Anderson ready from the stretch. And the payoff pitch on the way to Ruiz. Outside, ball 4, bases loaded. So Connor Hollis steps in now with the bases loaded and 2 outs here in the eighth inning. Tying run at first base, go-ahead run at the plate. And Garcia is going to go visit with Anderson. Ornelas and Hare join on the mound. A shortstop and second baseman. Anderson in a whole heap of trouble here in the eighth inning. Good news is there are 2 outs. Forcing any back. Hollis tonight has not picked up a hit. He hasn't picked up a hit the whole series. 0-for-6. He's walked and been hit by a pitch. He's scored a couple runs, but hasn't done any damage with the stick. Anderson ready from the stretch. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. A high pop-up. Shallow center field. Strom coming in. He's under it. Makes the catch, and Anderson gets out of it. Grant Anderson strands the bases loaded. No runs. One hit. No errors. Three left on the base pass. And the Rough Riders carry their 9-6 lead into the top of the ninth inning. Rough Riders trying to cling on. Three-run advantage on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Frisco Rough Riders hit the trail for their opening road series of 2022 with a six-game stretch against their South Division foe, the San Antonio Missions, affiliates of the San Diego Padres.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The Riders return to Frisco on Tuesday, April 19th to host the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, last year's Texas League champions. Tickets are sure to go fast. Visit RidersBaseball.com to secure yours today. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine in San Antonio, Texas. 9-6 Rough Riders. Love to add on just a little bit, and they have a good part of the order to try and do so. Blaine Krim, Dustin Harris, David Garcia. It's 3-4-5 for the Rough Riders, and they face a new man out of the mound. It's Kevin Copps, the Houston, Texas native. Right-hander deals. Krim swings, pops it up. Back this way, and lands just off to our right. No balls and one strike on Blaine Krim. Rough Riders, 9 runs on 10 hits and 1 error tonight. The pitch, fouled back again off to our right side, right up onto the press box level. And it's 0-2. Kevin Copps, the former Arkansas Razorback. Here's the set. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Krim strikes out. Pitch off the outside corner. Copps picks up his first strikeout. Copps, a native of the Houston area, Sugar Land, won the Golden Spikes Award in 2021 with Arkansas as the best player in college baseball. Third round pick by the Padres. The pitch. A strike on the outside corner, and it's 0-1 on Harris. With the Razorbacks in 2021, 12-1 with a 0.90 ERA. 0-1. A chopper foul back behind home. 0-2. In 33 appearances, 89 and two-thirds innings, 131 strikeouts. Really, really strong campaign his final year. He comes set, 0-2. Chopped up the first baseline and foul. Still no balls, two strikes. Copps was a reliever pretty much his entire career, making a total of 7 starts in his 5 seasons. 5 of those coming his freshman year. Right-hander from the stretch. And Copps deals. Inside on Harris. 1-2. 9-6 Rough Riders. Top 9. 1 out. Bases clear. 25-year-old Copps pitched 3 different levels a season ago after being drafted. 1-2. Fouled back. on the ground. Still one ball, two strikes. Cops in 14 games last year, a 1-0 record, a 0.61 ERA. He was flat out dominant, allowing just a 1.04 batting average against. One appearance so far this year. Scoreless inning against Corpus Christi. 1-2. Misses down low. A check swing, and he was able to hold. Two balls, two strikes. Harris tonight, 1-for-4 with a single back in the second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Back-to-back strikeouts. Two outs here in the ninth. David Garcia, the batter now for the Rough Riders. He'll flip around, bat from the left side as a switch hitter. Action out of the Rough Riders bullpen for Ozuna. Hitting loose. They play Garcia, the left-hander, to pull in center field. Howell shaded into right center. First pitch. Down low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Garcia, an RBI single back in the first. He's 1-for-4. Open stance. Pinwheeling the bat to the hill. White batting gloves against a black-handled bat. 1-0. He fouls it back to the screen on the ground. Count flattens it 1-1. Slight breeze blowing out to right field straight away. Very pleasant evening. So first pitch temperature was around 95 degrees. It's since cooled down. The 1-1. Grounded up the first baseline. Rodriguez waits for it to come to him. He scoops it, takes it to the bag, and beats the Riders catcher for the final out of the ninth inning. So for the Riders, no runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Cops with a 1-2-3 inning. And we go to the bottom half of the ninth. For Ozuna out of the Riders bullpen to try and lock this baby down. 9-6 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Are pests bugging you? Have you tried getting rid of pests on your own? Let the trained professionals at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of your home and business and keep the pests away for good. From roaches, ants, rodents, mosquitoes, termites, and more, the family-owned ABC can handle any pest problem you have. ABC has taken care of Texas homes and businesses for over 70 years. Contact us today at GoAnteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's about who we are.
CarpetTech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, CarpetTech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
For Ozuna out of the Riders bullpen to come on for the save. It's a three-run lead for the Rough Riders, 9-6 over the San Antonio Missions. Zach Bigley alongside you. Happy to have you along. As the Rough Riders look for their second consecutive victory and look to start off the season 4-1 through five games. Ozuna trying to make sure of that. He'll face Brandon Dixon, Yoermán Rodríguez, and Jorge Oña, 3-4-5 in the San Antonio order. Dixon, a right-hander against the righty Ozuna, who was dominant in his last outing. Ozuna just 5'9". He has his sign, come set. Deals. Outside. One ball, no strikes. Ozuna, two appearances, both scoreless. His last one better than his first. Here's the set. And the pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Changeup diving low of the zone, 1-1. He's thrown that changeup a lot more this year. His last outing, 6 up, 6 down, 2 strikeouts. In the finale on Sunday against Arkansas. He sets. Brings in the 1-1. Outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Ozuna has started to use that changeup, especially to righties. Trying to get it just come right on the outside corner. Start it outside, bring it back onto the outside corner. 2-1. A hard line drive right to third baseman Dio Edias, who gloves it just to the left of his ball cap, and there's one away. One away in the ninth inning, and Yorman Rodriguez walks up to the plate. 9-6, Rough Riders lead it over the Missions. They shade him to the opposite field, the right-handed batter. First pitch. Breaking ball, strike on the outside corner, 0-1. There is the slider from Ozuna. Rough Riders and Missions will be back at it again tomorrow at 7:05. Here's the look in by the righty. He sets and deals. Fastball, strike on the outside corner, 0-2. Really looking forward to seeing the starting debut of Justin Slayton, who we've seen in relief. But Slayton, who was with High A Hickory last year, did a really nice job in the starter's role. He's going to make his first start for the Rough Riders tomorrow. 0-2. Chopped up the middle. The shortstop, Ornelas, fields head high, throws to first, got him. 2 outs. Jorge Onya will be pinch hit for by Agustin Ruiz now. Ruiz, the final hope with 2 outs here in the bottom of the ninth. 9-6, Rough Riders lead. Here's the look in by Ozuna. He comes set. And the pitch on the way. First pitch in there for a strike of the knees inside corner, 0-1. Opposing Slayton tomorrow is Osvaldo Hernandez. Hernandez had a tough first outing, 0-1. Down low and inside, 1 ball, 1 strike. Allowing 7 runs while recording just 1 out in his first start. So he's 0-1 with a 1.89 ERA. Rough Riders saw him 4 times last year. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase. Low off the outside corner. Missions down to their final strike tonight. 9-6 Rough Riders. Ozuna looks in for his sign. Pins the glove to his left hip. He's got it. Has the glove up near the chin and the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Rough Riders win it. 9-6 the final here in San Antonio, as they score 7 runs in the first inning and keep on riding that all the way to the finish. 9-6, Rough Riders win. Fur Ozuna picks up the save with a 1-2-3 ninth, and Frisco is 4-1 through their first 5 games this season. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike 3 called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Oh my goodness!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The
Rough Riders continue their open to the 2022 season all through this weekend at Riders Field.
A swing and a drive, deep to right field. Forget about this one. Way out of here.
The Riders conclude their Division Champs weekend with a pennant giveaway on Saturday with post-game fireworks.
Oh, my goodness.
Then join us at Riders Field on Sunday for our pregame egg hunt and kid shirt giveaway. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is back. Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back inside the Wolf. Rough Riders victorious tonight, 9-6 over the San Antonio Mission. Zach Bigley with you one final time. And very happy to have you along. The Rough Riders now 4-1 through two games, or through one and about a quarter of a series, I should say. Through five games, they are 4-1, and they are playing some very good baseball here at the start, especially on the offensive side, as that's now three consecutive games with exactly 10 hits on the offensive side. It's been fun to watch. Rough Riders with 9 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, and 5 left on the base paths. Mission, 6 runs, 8 hits, 1 error, 8 left on base. Final game time, 3 hours, 8 minutes, in front of 2,542 here at Nelson Wolf Municipal Stadium. The win to Ty Tiedemann. He's now 2-0 on the season. Matos picks up the loss as he allowed 7 runs and 2/3 of an inning in the first. He is now 0-1, and for Ozuna, picks up the save. That's his first save of the season. Quick recap for you. In the first inning, the Rough Riders got it started in a big, big way, scoring 7 runs in the first. RBI singles from David Garcia and Kellen Strom, a 2-run single from Trey Hare, and a 3-run home run to cap it by Sandro Fabian off the light pole in left center field. In the bottom half of the first, though, San Antonio countered right back, an RBI single from Yorman Rodriguez. And then Jorge Onya blasted a 3-run home run to right field to the opposite way to make it 7-4. San Antonio drew within 2 runs in the bottom half of the third when Chris Gibbon ripped an RBI double into left field all the way to the wall. That made it 7-5, but the Rough Riders extended that lead just a little bit in the fifth. An RBI double of their own, this time from Trey Hare, who finished with 3 RBIs on the night. San Antonio got another run in the sixth on a safety squeeze from Robert Podorsky to make it 8-6, but the Rough Riders got that extra bit of insurance in the eighth when Sandro Fabian scored on a wild pitch after doubling earlier in the inning, and that was our final score at 9-6. Rough Riders victorious tonight. They've taken the first two games of this series. We'll give you a recap of the Rangers organization in the minors, a look at the Texas League scores as well, and set up the pitching matchup for tomorrow when we come back. Rough Riders win it 9-6 over the San Antonio Missions in Game 2 of 6 here in San Antonio. We'll return after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Whataburger, how do you make something that's already fresh even fresher? By adding fresh new things, like crisp pico de gallo for a little kick, and creamy cilantro lime sauce for that extra whoa. And pepper jack cheese because, of course, all on top of 2 fresh beef patties or with chicken on a brioche bun. Whataburger's limited time pico de gallo burger and new pico de gallo chicken sandwiches. Good thing for fresh things. Good thing there's Whataburger.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning. A process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A back inside the Wolf one last time tonight. Rough Riders win it 9-6 over the San Antonio Missions to go to 3-1, make it 4-1 on the season. Rough Riders through five games, feeling pretty good about the way they're playing, especially on the offensive side. 9 runs, 10 hits tonight. That's good stuff. Let's take a look around the Texas League at the scoreboard. We start with the games that have been finalized tonight. All of them except for one still going on in Tulsa. We'll get to that in a second. Arkansas earlier today, an 8-0 win over Springfield. Joe Rizzo with his third home run of the season for Arkansas as they move to 3-3 on the season. Springfield also 3-3. Midland takes down Corpus Christi in slim fashion at Momentum Bank Ballpark. 2-1 over Corpus with 2 runs in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Northwest Arkansas hands Wichita their fifth straight loss to begin the season, an 8-5 win for the Naturals. We'll see them next week at Riders Field. Wichita 0-5 after making it to the AA Central Championship Series against Northwest Arkansas last year. Tough start to the season for them. Tulsa and Amarillo, the only game currently going on in the Texas League still. Tulsa a 13-11 lead over Amarillo, that game being played at One Oak Field in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Kind of seems like it would be played in Amarillo with that kind of score, though. But it is in Tulsa. So that game in the bottom half of the eighth inning. And, of course, the Rough Riders with a 9-6 win over San Antonio. As for the Texas affiliates, the big league team is off today. They will start a new series tomorrow, but no game tonight. The AAA Round Rock Express on the road against the Sugar Land Space Cowboys, and they fall 2-1 at Constellation Field. But good news at the other levels. Hickory a 1-0 win over Bowling Green, the Rays affiliate, and Down East a 4-0 win against the White Sox affiliate, Kannapolis, at home at Granger Stadium in Kinston, North Carolina as well. So 3 out of 4 ain't bad for the Texas Rangers affiliates tonight. They'll certainly take that. Rough Riders, a 9-6 win over the Missions tonight. And tomorrow they'll look to at least get a share of the series victory and take the first 3 games with Justin Slayton making his first start of the season for the Rough Riders. No record and a 0 ERA after he made 1 relief appearance in that opening series against Arkansas. Osvaldo Hernandez starts for the Missions. He's looking for a much better start than he had his first time out. 0-1 with a 189 ERA. He gave up 7 runs in just a third of an inning in the opener. A really tough game, which he gave the Missions, I should say, gave up 9 runs in the first inning. And Osvaldo Hernandez just recorded 1 out in that first inning. So he looks for a bounce-back start. Should be a pretty decent pitching matchup for a Thursday night game here in San Antonio. Rough Riders are now 4-1 through 5 games. San Antonio falls to 2-3 on the season, and that's going to do it for us tonight here in San Antonio, Texas. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible, for all of us with the Frisco Rough Riders. My name's Zach Bigley, saying thanks for picking us up tonight. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6:50 for the 7:05 first pitch as Justin Slayton makes his Rough Riders starting debut. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.